Recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Ian. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the NCUCX meeting on Friday, 19th of February, 2016. On the call today, we have Fazani Badi, Del Carlos Karibi, Milton Muela, Rafik Damak, and from staff, we have myself, Maren Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Rafik.
Thanks. So thanks, everyone, for attending today's call. So the agenda is quite short. We are just like 2 weeks before Marrakesh, and I think that the first item we should cover. So I sent like a few days ago a proposal for agenda for the NCUC day and there, and I need your comments. And also, I ask it for your help, since I will arrive to Marrakesh late in Saturday, and we have the NCUC outreach event. So I thought that maybe Milton can handle that, can chair, but still we need other people to do some introduction and presentation at that session. So this is the first item that I want that we discuss, and then maybe just to kind of follow up with the appointment that we did and some maybe quick decision that we can make. We have the discussion and the list. And finally, maybe if we still have time, we can do some follow up about the NCPH meeting. So that's what I thought for today. So. Okay, so I want really that we spend more time but to prepare for Marrakesh. I know that not everyone will be there, but we need to that we be ready there. So Mariam, can you please share in the Adobe Connect our, I would say, the schedule for NCAG and NCUC in Marrakesh, so just everyone be in the touch, I mean, in the same page. Okay, so I said first we have on Saturday we'll have the outreach session. We start at 5 p.m., and then we have the civil society reception. My question to Milton. Milton, can you hear me? Okay. So I kind of appointed you as our, to chair that session. The idea is really to follow what we did before. In other ICANN meetings, nothing new, and we can ask the folks to like present like the topics, you know, like about the accountability, about IANA stewardship transition, and so on. So just we need someone that to handle the meeting. So I think that you can make it. You have the experience and the knowledge to do it. Yes, it will be on Saturday 5th, 5 p.m. So it should be after anything related to, so it should not be clashing with any CCWG, ECWG thing. And it's the NCUC outreach event.
So the meeting is in my calendar, but I should be able to make it. But if anything goes wrong with my flight is supposed to arrive at Marrakesh at about 1 p.m. So,
yes, if it arrives at 1 p.m. to Marrakesh, I think you can make it quite easily because the airport is so far.
1 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, The airport is not far from the city, and so, I mean, I know that you will be tired, but I think you can make it. My flight, it will arrive around 5 p.m., so, I mean, it's quite unlikely for me to make it in time anyway. So, and unfortunately also, Fuzzy is not coming, so, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, I think you can make it anyway, so. And as
well, tell me more about what's supposed to happen at this outreach event. Who are we outreaching to? Is there an agenda?
Yeah, I mean, as agenda, just we will follow what we did before, so I can share that. So, you know, like what we did in Dublin, so I can find it the previous agenda.
So there's no published agenda. You mean the one, I think it was on a Wednesday? In Dublin?
That agenda, it is for the NCUC Tuesday, I mean, Constituency Day. What I sent.
So who is going to be at this thing? Who are we expecting to attend it?
Well, I mean, whoever from civil society attending there, maybe. So, I mean, I tried to reach locals, contacted the Hanan, and also even I can staff. So the person from MENA region, he's now in Morocco. It sounds that it will be hard to get locals, but I guess at least we can get maybe the fellows, some people from IG MENA project and so on. So not that much, but at least some number that who are attending ICANN meetings anyway. And that maybe we can attract them to join us, or at least to explain what we are doing exactly. So, I mean, I just really followed what we did previously. If we think that is not necessary, I mean, it's not how to say. Not enough, I mean, not efficient, maybe we drop it in the next meetings, but just for the time being, we have to do it. So.
Okay, but I would like to have an agenda sent to me. I don't know where to dig up the Dublin meeting. The Dublin had people on the agenda that aren't going to be here this time. I mean, I just need to know what what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay, I will send you all details later, but just I want that someone to volunteer at least to chair, so I can work on other details and to contact folks and so on, but just need someone to be the kind of to be me there. So you will be Rafiq in that outreach event.
Okay.
Okay, so welcome, Peter. So this is the first thing. So, okay, well, we'll work with you, Milton, about those details. And also there is expectation from those there. For now that Grace and Ferzi are not coming, unfortunately. I'm not sure about Peter, but at least Milton and Joao will be in Marrakesh, so. Okay, then in Sunday we have our executive committee meeting, breakfast. So, before NCUC, ECD didn't organize every time a session at ICANN meeting. So we are trying here to meet every time. I think we need to use the opportunity, and we will have remote participation anyway. And it can help us maybe to do some kind of strategizing or whatever. So no specific agenda for this, but just maybe to review what we did before and discuss about the week if we there is anything that we have to focus. For the constituency day, I send the agenda. I will put it, let me find. I will send sorry, I'm copying it. Okay, so basically for the NCUC Constituency Day, I made some changes. So first, we will really be kind of, the first slot is really about newcomer or those who, just joining. I think the feedback we get is before we tended to start with administrative stuff and the kind of discussion that is, can get newcomer fellows, next gen, or any person that is not NCUC, even or NCUC member, they can get lost. It's not necessarily interesting for them. So first, we will use like 20 or 30 minutes just to do kind of tour de table and also some short overview about NCUC and activities. It's really about communication here, to expand what NCUC and so on, to kind of set the scene from the beginning. So if people want to ask question what we are doing, that's the good time, and then we can move later to any topics of interest at the ICANN 55 and so on. So for example, it will be about ICANN accountability. I thought maybe we could talk about the IDP, but Ferzi is not there, so I'm not sure who can handle it. We are talking about human rights, also about PDP, that's quite important, so we can have discussion. Also about there will be public interest and public interest session in Monday, so we can handle, we can just discuss a little bit. I know that we tend to have a lot of discussion about, we are not in this, in agreement about it. Then in the third slot is really to do the administrative matters, and here is doing kind of report about the NCUCEC activities, to explain our the appointments, discuss about the bylaw update and incorporation, presenting kind of the roadmap for 2016, and also kind of report about NCPH. So that's how I see the division in, of our meeting is kind of three parts. First is really general, to welcome people, to explain what we are doing, and kind of really communicate why you should join us. And then to discuss about substantive issues, I guess with some focus about the accountability because the timing in Marrakesh. And at the end, we move to all kind of reporting and administrative stuff. So that's what we can do. I send this to the mailing list, so if you want some amendment, you are suggesting something, if you want to volunteer to speak about something, please do so. And responding to Joao, yes, I'm not sure what you mean by NCUC presentation here, but going to the Furrow breakfast in Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. So I did it before for the NCAT, so I'm kind of familiar to the exercise. Yes, Farzani, please go ahead.
So I have a suggestion. The agenda looks already full, but I think the NCUC should talk about the work of CCWG on IG, because we are not very active there, and they just come up with their agenda. Well, Bill is kind of active, but they come up with the agenda, and they just put some usual suspects there, and we just have totally a very boring session every year. And they are going to discuss something important, I think, during the week of Marrakesh. They are going to talk about what CCWGIG is going to do and what's kind of like its objectives and how it's going to interact with the ICANN staff. So I think if we can discuss that in the beginning of the week during our NCUC meeting, then perhaps people pay attention to it later on, and perhaps we can have a better meeting next time wherever ICANN is going to be held.
Okay, so thanks, Parthi. Well, I am one of the co-chair of that CCWGIG, but I got kind of, let's say, lost in the last weeks when they are working on in the planning, because you know the reason. So I know what you are talking about. Unfortunately, we have Marlin Cage, which is kind of monopolizing and dominating the discussion, and the session is, the public session is not kind of, doesn't look so exciting or interesting, I guess. But well, we can talk about, but I mean, you what you want, just we kind of ask people to join to be more vocal there.
Yes, so to be more vocal and to pay attention to what sort of discussion is going on and who is deciding on the speakers, how they decide, how they are going to talk about, they are going to have an F2F meeting during the week, which they are going to talk about what sort of kind of, the impression is that they are going to tell ICANN staff about internet governance meetings and stuff like that. So if they are going to kind of set agenda for ICANN staff where to go, which I don't think it's that way, but kind of it's becoming more important, their work is becoming more important, and also I think we can, by participating, we can make it less boring.
Okay, let's say we need to extend to Milton, I think, because talking about the CCWIG is not everyone following that. So Milton, Farzi is talking about, I'd say, this is cross-community working group in internet governance, and in particular the public session that we have, I mean, the working group have in every ICANN meetings. It's the one about internet governance, and for Marrakesh, it will be in Thursday. And so the issue here is about how the agenda is made, and it's about who will be a panelist, if I can say so here. So the issue here is about, I think he's raising concern about format and the content and so on. So it's not an NCUC session here, but this is about CCWGIG and how what we should do there. Who will be a panelist? I think Peter, what's his name? Peter John, or what's the name? Peter and Peter Major, yeah. And Shingatai and the lady from, I'd say, the United Arab Emirates mission in New York. So, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, firstly, we can talk about, but I'm not sure that's really, well, I mean, if we can make changes for Marrakesh. It's really about, I guess, asking people to get more involved in the CCWGIG. And to be more vocal there, so. Okay. Yes, we will talk briefly. Yes, first.
Sorry, Rafik. So, Milton, I tell you why we should care about this. Because they go to these meetings, and first of all, they put on the agenda whatever they want. And also, they sometimes don't want to be critical and say, for example, oh, we steer away from this from the discussion of criticizing if ICANN is present in some meeting. And so if we allow them to do that, I think they can just discuss whatever they want, whatever is on their agenda, and we are not going to have any say on this. And I think you care about stuff. As you could, for example, suggest that we have an agenda term on Net Mondial Initiative and say why it is useless. But because you're not there, you're not suggesting that. So just say, they, the organizers, the people that actually attend and actively participate and say that the agenda should be like this, such as Marilyn Kate, such as Olivier, such as other people.
So, Farzi, one way to handle that, I mean, I know how this works. You have a small little clique of people who are in control of this panel. It seems that Bill Drake is part of that, but he's only interested in getting himself on the panel and not on getting any critical voices. So we can have a coordinated, you know, effort where we show up and just denounce them from the floor. I mean, I'm not sure how much that accomplishes. It might raised a few awareness of people, some people in the audience. It's certainly not going to change the attitude of Olivier or Marilyn Cade, or it's not going to wake up Peter Major, and it's not going to change Chengatai any. So who are we trying to change here? What are we trying to do? I mean, I share your frustration totally with that's why I totally stopped going to these CCWGIG sessions. They're just a waste of time.
Okay, guys, I mean, this is, if you want to do something, maybe discussion for in Marrakesh, but Farzan is not going to be there anyway, so. Farzi, this is, you know, it's, you need more people to be more vocal in the conf call of the CCWGIG. Marlene K tend to dominate the discussion because she's one of the most active. I know that you really kind of argued with her a lot and you pushed many of her suggestions, but we need more people to support you there. So that's what you need in the conf call and the mailing list, but I'm not sure. Just you can ask maybe people to do so, to join in NCUC, but that's, at the end, people need to be more vocal. Okay. Milton, you have always the wonderful ideas of writing out things. Okay, so are we fine with this agenda? What do you want to suggest as amendment or changes? In particular, about topic of interest, we will probably need people to kind of take the lead here. And so which one we should focus on?
Which part of the agenda should we focus on, you mean?
I mean, I'm talking about topics of interest. I mean, this list of topic, kind of policy and so on. Which one is, I mean, we should focus? I mean, I know we We talk a lot about ICANN accountability. It will be again in the agenda. I guess we need your lead here, Milton, with Robin and others. So we should focus on that. And also I want that we spend some time to discuss about PDPs, because we have several working groups starting, and we need to kind of get there and to be ready. This is kind of to really have some awareness of what's happening there. Yes, Farzani.
So for the DIDP work, when Sarah Clayton presented her work, her research results in LA, the members were really excited about it. And I think it's kind of concrete result that numbers and stuff. And I think it would be good to, I don't know if it's good to discuss that again, or kind of like talk about DIDP and kind of more scientific approach to research and what we want to do at NCUC, like talking with numbers and stuff like that.
Okay. Is she coming or not?
No, she isn't coming. But you know who is coming? What's the scale? Padmini is coming. And she has done some stuff, and we can brief her on Sarah's work, and she could probably, like, give a presentation.
Okay, for the anything, because I'm trying to understand here, neither you, neither Sarah is coming. And did you send the document and the presentation? Because I don't think that it was shared with everyone. I remember the presentation, but I don't have any documents. So, Milton, I think he wants to intervene. Yes, Milton.
Yes. My view is that we should focus on things where we actually are capable of making a difference going forward. So I would say new PDPs, DIDP, if something's happening there. ICANN accountability, the game is pretty much going to be over. I mean, in terms of the CCWG is going to complete its report. We might want to inform people about that, but that should be lower down on the priority. I imagine that time will be short, and we should get people involved in RDS and other kinds of forward-looking PDPs, in my opinion. The human rights question is going to be going into Workstream 2, and I know there will be probably Niels and Tatiana will be there and will be interested in following up on that. But again, I wouldn't, I would put that maybe third on the agenda. I would start with PDPs, then DIDP, then human rights.
Milton, there was some formatting issue, so here. In fact, it's there are three topics. So it's ICANN accountability, and then below you will find the DIDP and human rights. And as far as Anna said, it's more really about the work stream two. It's not, we're not going to rehash again what was discussed in work stream one, but it's really to start to go forward to work stream two. And then we have this new PDP like RDS and new GTLD round. RPM will be launched later. It's now kind of we are trying to delay it, and Kathy is quite kind of really vocal about that. And I want to, that we discuss is how we can participate effectively, because people like Rising, we need to be there, we need to do things, but we should kind of to do action and stop talking all the time. And there is public interest, not public interests, it's just without S, because ICANN staff, Nora Buseta, they are starting kind of process to discuss about the public interest in ICANN, and they will have a public session in Monday. So there is something that it will start, and we need to make our mind how we can, how we should participate, what we should do, and so on. So I can move the PDP first, for sure, and then we can talk about accountability. It's really, that's why I said the way forward is really about the workstream too, and then we just public interests.
So on public interest, again, is this a part of the process that Bill has controlled because of his close ties to the staff, or is this something where those of us who actually have a perspective on this can participate in?
Okay, I think we will have a better idea in Marrakesh because there will be a public session in Monday anyway. So there is some process starting.
Who was on the public session and who chose them and why are we not on it?
Okay. There was some announcement kind of months ago about mailing lists and so on and wiki space, and it was here at an NCUC, so I'm not sure that you get that. So for the panel, I have no idea who will be there, but let me find the link for that agenda, so please one sec. So and my understanding that Bill was supposed to be in the panel, but he cannot because he has the non-com, he has the non-com duties. So, okay. So he cannot attend. So so for the panel, I'm not sure. At least there will be, what's his name, from Ghana, Ni. And other than that, I have no idea. Okay, it's not good to make fun of your colleague, guys. Okay, I shared the draft agenda as chair. I mean... So there is this starting. I want that at least that we have a chance to talk about. I know how sensitive it is. I know how we are really in disagreement. And I will avoid really to kind of to make it kind of contentious. It's not the goal, but we have to be strategical here how we will handle this case. Because I know that some of our folks are really interested to work on this. We cannot just say public interest. Okay, yes, Milton, please go ahead. So what you are asking about Saturday?
Yeah, if you don't mind me diverting the agenda a bit, I'm okay with what you said about the public interest thing, but I've been looking at the Saturday schedule and I'm a little bit upset. I think we've been sandbagged again. So here's our NCUC community outreach event. It's supposed to be for the local community, right? 5 o'clock to 6:30. Now, what's happening at 1600 to 1900? Middle East community meeting. So probably most of the people we'll be interested in from the local are going to be in that meeting, right? What's happening from 1700 to 1830, exactly overlapping our meeting? The DNS and NGOs. How and why should NGOs get involved? Who is that? Is that PIR or is that MPOC? Why is it stacked up directly across from this community outreach event? And then at 6:30 to 20 is a civil society community outreach event reception, so presumably that's where everybody will come together, hopefully. I'm just trying to make sense of the scheduling.
Milton, you are checking Saturday?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm not seeing any decision you are talking about. I don't see any conflict with our meeting.
I'm looking at the daily schedule. ICANN 55. Here, let me show you. Let me put the URL there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Mariam, thank you. Mariam says that NPOX meeting has been canceled.
Yeah.
Is that the NGO one?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they had a meeting, and that's why. And I don't see, okay, so using the daily, so there is some gaps. If you are using if you filter by day, you see more session. That one, you mean the full schedule? So like the Middle East community meeting. Okay. Well, the DNS NGO is canceled for sure. That's confirmed by Mariam. I know that NPOC scaled down their plan for Marrakesh. Okay, I can check for the Middle East community meeting. I'm surprised because I am in touch with the folks from, because there is the working group in MENA, but I don't recall receiving any information about this. So. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't want to totally divert. We do need to talk about Tuesday and our agenda for the actual NCUC meeting. So that's good.
Okay. So okay, I will mix the small changes in that topic of interest. Do you have any other topic like a policy topic that we should talk about? No. Okay. Farzana, it's really it's mostly, I mean, knowing this Middle East folks, it's really mostly government tech folks, or the kind of civil society is not necessarily looking for. Then after for the admin, yes. So for the admin matters, it's really about we want to show what we are trying to achieve, to report what we did, and so on. So unfortunately, we didn't make so much progress in the bylaw. But at least if we can make some timeline by then. And to show that we are committed to do that work. Milton, so you mean that meeting about the bylaws that we can actually draft? Well, we can use the Sunday meeting in morning we have. It's breakfast. Meeting, we can use that. It's supposed for EC meeting, so yeah, you can sleep for any. So we can use that for that purpose if we want. So if we don't have that much topic to discuss, and then we can make it in working session in the bylaws. Yes, Farzani, please go ahead.
So for the bylaws, as we decided, we are going to talk about how to align the NCUC charter with the NCSG charter. I think that's what you should be talking about in your breakfast session, because I'm not there. I'm just telling you what to do. I'm sorry, Chair. And for the incorporation, Milton, I think you should think about it, because I think you are going to lead that. We wanted to discuss it in LA, but no one knew what's going on. So,
thanks for Danny. I thought that in LA there was already discussion about the bylaws, and there was some agreement that it's about align NCUC bylaws with the NCUC charter. Because we may add some stuff, like maybe, for example, a policy committee and so on, but what was kind of, my understanding, the kind of consensus there And what you get as feedback in the NCUC session Wednesday was really about to do the alignment first. So, okay, so let's make the Sunday session about the bylaws. So, and
okay, I agree with that. Can I speak now?
Yes, Milton.
Okay. Yes, I think that we should make it as a goal of this meeting that we come up with a draft. I think we have done a lot of preparatory work. It's just that nobody ever actually sits down and does the final drafting and amendments and come up with a draft. So we do, for example, we have this shared document in which there are is a list of all the things we need to fix. Is that correct?
Okay, yes. We have the supposed group to work on the bylaws led by Aaron. There was a document created by Farzani, and Bill made several suggestions there. So that will be the kind of document we use for our work. So...
Sunday we meet, we can come up with a draft, you think we can come up with a draft out of this Sunday meeting, or at least, and maybe the people involved, who is involved aside from EC members?
There is a mailing list with the other non-EC members, like... Aaron, Amr, Bill, and us other, I think. Also, Farzana was she's active there. So, yes, Farzana, we have to work priors. I mean, I think the meeting is mostly, we use that to work on some issues, but we need to work before at least people need to read the document and to be aware about the question and suggestion there. So, if you can send the link today so people can check, and we can ask, we can send reminder to the mailing list to just to give heads up to folks that we are going to talk about the bylaws update in Marrakesh.
Okay.
Okay, we can show something. We can report that we are making progress. And about incorporation, Milton, I know that you get the tax ID, but in terms about incorporation, is really about more formalization. And as Farzana said, there was an attempt to discuss about that in LA. I know that other groups are working on that, like the BC and ISP. So, I mean, and also when we had all this accountability discussion, I think that raised some interests, how to be kind of more, I think, more recognized or something like that. And yes, I think you want to intervene here. Yes, Milton.
Yeah, I think what's happened is that I wanted to talk to a lawyer. And I had some preliminary meetings with Robin, essentially things have been, Robin has been so wrapped up with CCWG and so have I since the Dublin meeting that we haven't really made any progress at all since Dublin. The only thing that's happened is that Tapani made the discussion more complicated. I think it was a good suggestion, but it made everything more complicated by bringing up the possibility of this Estonian incorporation. So what Robin and I initially thought was a fairly straightforward thing, we would incorporate in the U.S. in some state, suddenly becomes much more, we have to research a bunch of other options. Is Tapani going to be at this meeting?
As NCSG chair, I think so. He will be there. So.
Okay. So we might try to form a group between him and Robin and me and anybody else who is interested and see if we can make some progress on that.
Okay. Okay, let me then send to then email to you, Robin and Tapani, just kind of heads up that we are going to talk about this in Marrakesh, so people at least they can be ready, so not just throwing the issue there and nobody will intervene. Yes, nudge. It's all about behavioral economics. So. And I think I will join the group at least to be aware what is going on. Okay. That's good. That's it. That's good issue. Yes, Farzan, you are doing everything to not work in your PhD thesis. For NCPH meeting, the issue is that, okay, I can, Farzan, can you prepare, even if you cannot attend, and maybe you can just be there remotely, can you prepare some really kind of one-page summary about NCPH meeting follow-up? And what kind of issue we have to care about? Because at least there was that discussion about NCPH working group to talk about GNSO review, and there was a lot of concern about that and discussion. And it's something that we have to be ready for. So I'm not sure. It's first Milton and then Farzana. Yes, Milton.
That's an old hand, sorry.
Okay. Farzani?
Yes, I can do it, Rafiq. That's no problem. Just that I have to go through the transcript because the meeting was so kind of, it was a two-day messy, everyone talked about bits here and bits in there, so I have to look at the transcript. But I want to remind Professor Mueller that he accepted to draft the criteria for travel support, the EC members, because we decided that we need to also justify when we want to go to an ICANN meeting that why we should be there, and he hasn't yet.
Thanks for the reminder. Okay. Okay, so since we have 5 minutes left before that Milton leave, and I think now the agenda has become more clear. For activity report from NCUCC, I can handle that, and I'm going to work on some kind of roadmap document for NCUC, and I will share it later. So we have two quick items that we can make decision, and first is the travel support for Stephanie. I think we can make decision quickly. I understand that Milton Jiwao are supporting Farzani too. Peter, can you also can you confirm that you are supporting this? And just Grace, I mean, I don't know if she's for or not. So, because I want to close this case, I mean. Okay. Thanks, Peter, for that. Okay. On the other hand, we have the CIC call extension. I will do that today or tomorrow. So we need more candidates. It's unfortunate you are not getting enough. I think having too many calls is not working well. For example, even for crop, I didn't get any request. I just get two emails that people are asking questions, but no one suggested something. We have the same issue for the financial request. I mean, we didn't get proposal. So I guess for next time, maybe we should kind of try to send like calls kind of, okay, far in time to avoid to congestion. Yes, only Bill and Stephanie, but I mean, not Stephanie. Stephanie, that's not in the crop. That's in NCUC funding. And Bill, yeah, he because he sent before, so. And by the way, I submitted the financial request in Wednesday. Thanks to Mariam, we could have the template, and I sent 8 financial requests. So I will discuss with the financial team, the ICANN financial team, to defend our case and try to get as much as possible. So. Okay, Milton, since you may leave in 2 minutes, do you have something else that you want to add or anything that we should discuss before, you know? Okay, thanks Milton. So I will send and have a nice day, Milton. So I will send the financial request to the EC. Or Mariam, can you do that? So please send it to the EC just for the record. So I think it's really they highlight what kind of maybe activities we want. So I thought that I should work in kind of strategy for NCUC proposal, and because seeing the financial request, it's really we need to align the activities with the goals we want to achieve. So to have kind of strategy that guide us of what we need to do. We cannot just have an ad hoc approach. So we need really to kind of to be a little bit more organized. Okay. So it's I think for this call it was a little bit messy. We jumped between different items, but at least we did for Marrakesh and we discussed the agenda. I think for appointments we are almost done. We just have the CSI. And what else? We don't need to do appointment for NCAG EC. That was done like few months ago already. We have Monica and Robin there. We may need to do another appointment, but this is we need to wait for announcement from Tapani because they will reactivate the financial committee in NCAG and we need to appoint someone. I think before it was Milton there because he was our treasury. So financial committee needs someone that he's doing, you know, he has some experience with, you know, with all this financial planning and so on. Yeah, Mariam, but I thought that it will be topic for discussion in NCAG EC call today. So, okay. So, other than that, any other topic that you would like to talk about or any question? Yeah, Maria will also work on minutes later. I get some action item I take, so I'm not, maybe not, not enough, but at least by my day, I think Mariam can get the minute, so. Yes, Fagdani.
Hi, so I just remembered when we were discussing when you were away with Mariam about the NCUC flyers, and I told her if she can do it. I don't know if that's enough, but I think it's normally enough. And but you can correct that. And also, I want to take some, and I think all the other EC members also take some with them, so that when we go around to other events, oh, we have put up. Okay. So I hope I'm not wrong. If we are going around, like if EC members like take 20, 30, and just when they go around to meetings and stuff, then we can just give them out.
Yeah, it's 500. I can confirm that. And we will get information soon where we can get them. It will be at some ICANN staff that will handle them. I'm not sure if Mariam is coming to Marrakesh or not. Yes, Peter, only in English, because unfortunately we could not do quickly the translation for the new version. So I think our focus should be really in the coming weeks to do the translation of the new version of the flyer, so we cannot just having like different different version one in English and for the rest. So by the way, we can have the printing of a flyer for each ICANN meeting, so no worry. If we are ready, we make the translation in time, we can have a flyer in different language. So you can, Peter, you can start for Chinese if you want. Farzana, you can start for Persian and so on. So, okay. Yes, so 500 we need to get to bring back. Otherwise, we cannot really throw them. So, also because if you attend some events, or conference, so you can use them. It can be handy. I know Farzana, she attended the CPDP conference and our event in Brussels, and also she is planning to attend other conference, so that can be helpful for her. So guys, I think there is real expectation from EC members to do a lot of outreach. And please, if you do so, please send your report to the EC so we can have an idea what we are doing exactly, and just to coordinate and to get some lesson learned from the action, and to see how we can improve our ways of doing things. Okay. Anything else? Okay, good. So I will send some action items to just to remind who is going to do what. I will update the agenda, and it should be published online in the wiki and in our website. I will have to work in the outreach session to get some of the people to be involved there, and it will be led by Milton. And I think that's it. So please prepare for the Marrakesh. I sent this week kind of email to the mailing list with a lot of information about the meeting. Hopefully I can send an updated version later when GNS or staff will publish some documents. And I think Mariam sent the invite, so, but if you have any suggestions we can help our members, please do so. Yes, Peter? Yeah, sure. Which homepage, Mariam, you are talking about NCNC events and NCNC website? Okay, yeah. Okay, so we need to be ready just by next week, so and share all information. So also, we try to communicate more during the meeting using Twitter and also sending kind of daily email to the mailing list to highlight important session to send reminder. So we have to communicate a lot, many times, so to get people on page. Okay, if there's nothing else to discuss, I don't want to keep you more, guys. So. Thanks, everyone. So thanks for today. I will send action items to the EC and see you soon.
Thank you, everyone, for attending the meeting. Ian, you may now stop the recording. Thank you very much.